Hello.
Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Service, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your individual answers are confidential. May I know, does anyone in your house who work for news media outlets such as print, radio, internet, or television?
No, sir.
And are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
Yes, sir.
And I would like to know, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices?
Probable.
And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No, sir.
Thank you. And may I know your race? This is for statistical purposes only.
Black.
And may I know your age?
58.
Okay, now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and the Congress must focus on. If you can help me, just scale it from 0 to 10 on how important is the issue, and just tell me if 10 is the most important, 5 is somewhat, and 0 that isn't important at all. Can you tell me, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs?
9.
Improving the education from K to 12.
8.
Reducing substance abuse in our communities.
6.
Making college more affordable.
6.
Thank you very much. And now, thinking about race relations in America, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black people?
Staying about the same.
And do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African American community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
Worse.
And which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact in the African-American community? You can tell me up to 2. Alcohol, cigarettes, vaping, ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs, opioids and fentanyl, heroin, cocaine, meth and crack, marijuana, and other cannabis products.
Opioids and alcohol.
Thank you. And I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. This is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that this program, tobacco harm reduction, will improve health outcomes in the African-American community?
Disagree.
And somewhat or strongly disagree?
Somewhat strongly.
Thank you. And I would like to ask you, your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Just tell me if you're familiar, somewhat, or not familiar at all with the products I'm about to tell you. Oral nicotine pouches.
Not familiar.
Heat not burn tobacco products.
Not familiar.
E-cigarettes and vapes.
Somewhat.
Thank you. Okay, let me tell you a little bit of information about smoking in America today. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable deaths, according for nearly half a million American lives lost each year. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes to most harmful form of tobacco to less harmful, such as smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. Knowing that, what will you say is the primary reason for these changes? Introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market? More education and anti-tobacco advertising? More government restrictions and bans? Cost of smoking has gone up.
And you only pick one?
Yes.
Government restrictions.
And just let me tell you two statements about cigarette smoking. Please tell me of which of the following statements do you agree with, but more. This is the first one. While it might be difficult to quit smoking, we should continue to focus entirely on getting people to quit all tobacco and nicotine through cessation about the harm of smoking and use traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications. This is the first one. And this is the second one. We must recognize that not everyone can or will easily quit smoking. And while we continue to educate people about the harm of smoking and support their efforts so to quit through traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications, we should also ensure adults who smoke have information about access to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives that will reduce their long-term risk compared to cigarettes.
First option.
Okay. And will you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
I don't know.
Okay, and now just let me tell you some statements, and you will do the same from 0 to 10 rating. If is someone completely important, and you strongly agree or disagree, but remember, from 0 to 10. We know that cigarette smoke contains a variety of chemicals known to cause cancer, but nicotine is not one of them. Nicotine is not a carcinogen, while smoking-free tobacco products contain a nicotine, which is addictive. They represent a less harmful alternative to cigarettes because they do not produce cancer-causing smoke. Do you agree or disagree?
Disagree. 8.
Disagree is 0. Agree is 10.
Three.
Okay. Many people who smoke today come from minority populations. The nearly 500,000 Americans dying from cigarettes every year, it's not in the wealthy white neighborhoods, so nobody is paying attention to that. But we can just pretend that isn't happening. The FDA must begin instructing doctors to talk to adults who smoke about less harmful cigarettes, no matter where they live. It could save hundreds of thousands of lives every year.
Agree, 9.
The FDA is responsible for protecting and advancing public health. The FDA has proved through hundreds of scientific product applications that smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products are less harmful than cigarette smoking. There is a dire need of the FDA to increase awareness of and access to this alternative for adults who smoke. It could be the difference between life and death.
Disagree, 3.
Okay, and sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. It's okay if you did not, but let me ask you again. Do you agree or disagree that the program Advancing Tobacco Harm Reduction, the public strategy focusing on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation of support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful options, will improve the outcomes in the African American community?
Disagree. 4.
Okay. And Okay, in the past 30 days. Yeah?
I'm sorry, sir. I'd really love to finish, but you called me during work, and I thought it was going to be a shorter time, so I'm going to have to go.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you very much. Have a good day.
You too.